How pandemic can upend best laid plans for paying back student loans. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning. Today, the restaurant delivery company DoorDash starts trading on stock markets for the first time, ticker symbol DASH. Tomorrow, it's the debut of ticker symbol ABNB. You got it? Is pandemic the best time to launch a new stock? Many companies this year thought so. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with details.
Just last week, DoorDash set its target price per share at $90 to $95. So debuting above that amount shows just how much investor appetite there has been this year for initial public offerings. They've raised a record amount, somewhere in the $140 to $150 billion range. DoorDash certainly adding to that total, which is all the more remarkable because it's not yet profitable. And still, investors are valuing the company at around $39 billion.
What's the equation here, Nova? Tech stocks are doing well, so initial stock offerings should do well?
Well, markets are hitting all-time highs, interest rates are near zero, and investors, they're looking for returns. IPOs are attractive. The average one-week return this year for IPOs, David, has been 25%. And look at the notable debuts. We have DoorDash, which has seen business skyrocket during the pandemic. In September, we had Palantir, as yet unprofitable. The defense software contractor debuted at $10 a share. Its stock has nearly tripled in price since then. Now it has a market cap of nearly $50 billion. And tomorrow we do have Airbnb, which did return a profit in the third quarter thanks to cost cutting and focusing on long-term stays. It's expecting a valuation around $42
billion. Well, the word profit finally crept into that story. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. This morning, Brazil's biggest domestic airline, Gol, spelled G-O-L, became the first to resume commercial flights with the 737 MAX, which has been recertified after being grounded over design and management problems following two deadly crashes. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has more.
Gol says 140 of its pilots have been through rigorous training scenarios in the U.S. on the overhauled plane. The first flights today will travel to and from the airline's Sao Paulo hub. By the end of the month, Gol expects to have all seven MAX planes in its fleet back in the air. And in a vote of confidence for Boeing, Gol has confirmed an order for 95 additional 737 MAX jets for delivery beginning in 2022. Still, acknowledging customers may be wary about taking to the skies once more, the company reportedly said any passenger uncomfortable with flying in the 737 MAX would be able to reschedule their trip within a year at no additional charge. I'm the BBC's Stephen Ryan for Marketplace.
Markets, the Dow future is up 79 points, 0.3%. The S&P future up 0.2%. But the NASDAQ future is little changed, down 4 points. And this number, 10,000, that's the number of restaurants that could shut down permanently in the U.S. over the next 3 weeks, as calculated by the National Restaurant Association as it lobbies Congress for more aid. The trade association says 17% of U.S. restaurants have already folded during this pandemic year, 17% of them all. Anyone with student loans from the federal government can apply to have the balance forgiven if they work for 10 years in a nonprofit or public service job and make their monthly payments. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, many people who've been laid off or lost hours because of the pandemic are having a hard time keeping their loan forgiveness on track.
When Christopher Gagne got laid off this summer from the nonprofit hospital in Connecticut where he worked as an acupuncturist, the first thing he thought was,
oh my God, I am so screwed on my student loans.
Gagne is 58, and even though he's been paying his student loans for more than 20 years, the balance he owes has grown from about $65,000 to more than $140,000, in part because his interest rate is over 8%. For him, the prospect of what's known as public service loan forgiveness was the only thing that made him think he could get his debt under control.
I can just work hard for the next 10 years, pay my debt, and still be able to build a retirement.
He'd made about 7 years worth of payments that count toward loan forgiveness since he got hired full-time at the hospital, and he had a little less than 3 years to go.
And then, of course, COVID hit, and all of that went out the window.
Nearly 25% of people with student loans working in nonprofits or public service have had a significant change in their work situation during the pandemic, according to a recent survey from TIAA. Betsy Mayotte is president of the Institute of Student Loan Advisors, and she says that could mean any number of things.
Maybe they lost their job entirely, or they were furloughed, or there's also the borrowers who maybe they didn't lose their job, but their hours were reduced, so they're no longer considered full-time, which is a requirement.
For people in any of those situations who are working toward public service loan forgiveness or PSLF, Mayotte says one of the biggest concerns is
whether they can get another job that would be considered eligible employment for PSLF purposes.
If they can get another full-time job at a nonprofit or in government, they'll be able to get back on track. Shelly Ann Aweka is Director of Financial Planning Strategy at TIAA.
Because the 120 payments that are required to get forgiveness do not have to be for the 10 years straight, when they are reemployed, if they're reemployed with an organization that does count, then they can resume their payments.
But it may be hard to find another nonprofit or public service job, especially right now. Christopher Gagne is trying, but he says,
unfortunately for acupuncturists, there are not a lot of jobs available with employers, especially non-for-profit.
And if he can't get one, he says he'll be paying his student loans until he's almost 70. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And yesterday, we mentioned that Uber is giving its robot car business to a California startup. Today, Uber is selling its flying car research business to another startup. If it had a jetpack business, that'll probably get hived off tomorrow. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.